Chapter 1, The Knock. The forge had gone the color of a banked sunset, and Wren was scraping the last of the clinker when the knocking started.
"Leave it,"
said Master Ojuven without looking up. 70 winters had worn his voice down to gravel and patience. "Whoever it is can knock. It might be a customer. At this hour it's either a drunk or a debt. Neither pays better for being let in quickly." The door opened anyway. Merrin the Reeve put her head in, and the cold came with her. Ojuven barred the shutters and doused the coals. Her words were clipped, the way they always were when she had run. "There's a dragon on the Coalfall Road, big as a barn. It's coming down the lane.
A real one.
No, child, a painted one." Merrin did not smile. "Real, and making straight for the only lit window in the valley, which is yours. Douse the fire."
"If I douse the fire," Ojuven said, "I lose the weld I've been nursing since noon. A dragon can wait the length of a weld or it can't, and either way I'd rather meet it warm."
He set down his tongs.
"Sparrow, open the big door." Wren, sparrow only to him, and only when he had forgotten to be stern, went to the great